सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी शरणा, तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना। पापन तेज समारो पे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे, भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे, महावीर जब नाम सुनावे, नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा, जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा, संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे, मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोलावे। सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा, तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा, और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे, सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे, चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है, पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा, साधु संत के तुम रखवारे, असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे। अष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता, अस वर दीन जानकी माता, राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा, सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा, तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे, जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे, अंतकाल रघुबर पुर जाई, जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई। और देवता चित्त न धरई, हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई, संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा, जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा, जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई, कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई, जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई, छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई। जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा, होए सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा, तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा, की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा, की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा।
Hanuman Chalisa on Shabnam Radio 770 WTOR. Brought to you today in honor of Hanuman Jayanti and in support of Richard Azhi Shabnam Radio, Kali and Teresa. And guys, this is how you can support. And you know, tell me the truth. Listening to that Chalisa, it feels as if you just had a cool bucket of fresh rainwater poured from your head to your toes on a hot, sunny day. is truly refreshing. And this is what we do on the program. We try to share stuff like that on this program. Those of you who have been listening over the years, you know we have done that. You know we have been talking about our healthcare workers, and we love nurses over the years together with our seniors. Long before they were asking about social distances, we've been asking people to shut down the churches and temples and mosques. We have been here bringing the interviews for you, the politician on both sides. We have been playing the devil advocate with many important topics in this community, raising awareness, raising funds, and we are proud. I mean, there's no set pattern for the program when we start. We go with the flow indeed. And if you're like me, you would have received an emergency alert on your phone, and they're asking us to stop the spread of COVID-19. It can be deadly. The time to act is now. Everyone but essential workers need to stay at home. Only go out if you have to. For groceries, prescription, or go to the medical appointment. Ignoring self-isolation or physical distances can be devastating. So please, we encourage you to act and be safe. Now, I am to pick up the line, and I hope and I believe it is very organized and precise. And we've been telling you at the top of the program that I will be speaking to Dave Narine, the lawyer I've been telling you about, a barrister, solicitor, and member of the Law Society of Ontario, immigration lawyer at KeyLawCan.com, a law instructor and tutor for LawExamPrep.com, and the Osgooding Hall Professional Development, part of the legal and enforcement team at the Ontario Ministry of Finance. He has been working tirelessly since March 14 to get his parents repatriated from Guyana. And he has since done quite a bit of work. Without further delay, I wanted to say welcome to Dave. Is that you? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Dave? Hello. Hi, is this Dave?
No.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Hi, who we have on the line?
Yes, it's Dave Dionorine.
Oh, Dave. Dave Dionorine. Thank you very much. Whoever was calling on the other line, I apologize. Thank you, because I know I asked you to call after the Hanuman Shalisa, and you had called in on time, but thanks for having patience with us. So, Dave, if you could tell our listeners, bring us up to speed of what you've been doing. And those of you who are listening, I suggest you get a pen ready. You might want to make some notes. He has done tremendous work trying to repatriate his parents, but at the same time, was able to act on behalf of all Canadians that have been left behind in Guyana. So, Dave, I'd leave you to tell how it started and where we are today and how individuals could reach out to you and through your contacts to get help.
Thank you, Richard, for having me on at no cost to help us. Before we proceed, allow me to thank you and the Shubnum team for providing this very, very valuable assistance to Canadians stranded in Guyana and our efforts to get the federal government to repatriate them. I'd also like to thank Anthony at Caribbean Camera Newspaper and Alan at Caribbean Vibrations for their help to get Canadians in Guyana repatriated. If I didn't have the help of your organizations, I would not have had the leverage to get people in the federal government to listen to me. You have all stepped up in this time of need, and I hope that any business owners listening to this show continue to buy advertisements to ensure that vital media organizations survive this pandemic. Without your voice, our people will not have a voice in the Canadian government. I'd also like to thank Mr. Syed Raymond at Roraima Travel in Scarborough for taking calls 24/7 at home from Canadians that were in Guyana that were trying to book their flights through a Canadian travel agent. And I would also like to thank Tara at Panorama TV, as she is planning to feature the message that I'm going to give today on her show tomorrow. And I'd also like to thank members of Parliament, Liberal MP Ali Hassi of Willowdale, NDP MP Matthew Green of Hamilton, and PC Member of Parliament Bob Saroya of Markham, and Premier Doug Ford for their efforts to push this initiative. So just to give you an update on the current situation, Richard, last week the High Commission advised, the High Commission of Canada in Guyana had advised of two Eastern Airlines flights leaving Guyana to Miami. And from there, you would have to had arrange your flights from Miami to Toronto. It's a bit of a difficult journey because you wouldn't get a direct flight from Miami to Toronto. You'd actually have to take a couple connecting flights. But I've heard that some Canadians were successful in getting out of Guyana that way. So please keep your eyes on Eastern Airlines' website if to see if there's any flights leaving Georgetown to Miami. And for those of you that want to take advantage of that opportunity, you actually don't go through a travel agent. You would actually book online on the EasternAirlines.com website. As of today, through our collective efforts, two Trans-Guyana airline planes departed from Ogle Airport at 10 a.m. to Barbados with 28 Canadians on board. And then from Barbados, which I have learned that they are all landed in Barbados now and probably listening to the show as we speak, they will be flying out at 3 p.m. from Toronto and arrive in Toronto at around 8 to 9 p.m. today. So we were successful in getting them out. However, we are aware that there are 10 to 20 still stranded, and it's unlikely that with those numbers, the Canadian government is going to send a plane to evacuate them. However, we are pretty sure that there's more. We estimate that there's another 100, possibly up to 200 Canadians still stranded there. The reason I believe that this number is accurate is because my parents were scheduled on BW Flight 600, Caribbean Airlines Flight BW-600, on March 22nd, and that flight was supposed to go from Georgetown to Toronto directly, and that flight was full. And I expect that on a full flight, there would have been 150 Canadians and trying to get back home. So we have not been able to find out where these people are. And if we're able to find out who these people are, then we can push the federal government to send an evacuation flight or make alternative arrangements to help continue to get these people out. So my main message to the listeners today is that we need to get them to contact me. Contact me if you have relatives stuck in Guyana. I'll give you my personal cell phone number. It's 416-876-2860. My service to your family is absolutely free, no charge. Or you could also email me at info@keylawcan.com. And once you make contact with me, I can help your family register with the Global Affairs Canada and also with the High Commission in Guyana. And also, so basically, if we have better numbers, I can continue to push as hard as I can to get the federal government to make proper arrangements to repatriate them all.
Well, let me just take a minute to share with you, because somehow it seems that you explain everything as if it was so simple. It all started with you and your parents being stuck and you were trying to get them. You had a hard time even getting hold of someone. Eventually, you were able to. And through your legal contact colleagues and friends, you were able to even try contacting Trinidad to get Caribbean Airlines to see if they could even. You did quite a bit to reach where you are today. But what I admire with you is that you're sharing the results of a combined effort with those who assisted you, and you have been able, and you're very patient with the Canadian authorities as you realize that they are under stress and pressure also. So one of the officers there asks you, please give us some room, because you realize to even you, when you got that flight from Ogle, 18 passengers to come, people were saying 550 was too much, where we would put our luggage. Before they grabbed their passport and a knapsack and head out, they were being, some people could be difficult. So I wanted to let people know it wasn't easy, the journey you started, and you continue to work with us and help. So thank you. Tell us a little bit what it took from you to get to where you are today.
Yeah, I think part of the challenge has been that the Guyanese media has been a bit preoccupied with the election fraud situation, and they're not really paying attention to the iceberg that's floating towards them, known as COVID-19. I have heard people thinking that, oh, well, COVID won't get there and it won't last there because the heat will kill it, or all the COVID cases that have happened are as a result of people flying in from abroad. As you know, there was a lady that was reported to have died that came in from New York. So when the Guyanese government had stopped the flights from coming in, that may have solved the problem. Rest assured that I'm very aware that that lady who had died had a very large funeral, and there was many people there attending, and her family that she was in close proximity were there, and so I wouldn't say that they are isolated just because they shut the airport down. And I mean, it was a very difficult decision, because I had a lot of people here, my own family, saying maybe mom and dad they're better off there because they're in isolation in their own house there. But then it's sort of like, well, what happens if they do get sick there? Is there a ventilator actually in Guyana that they can use? And, you know, when I started looking at the health services we have here versus what they have here, I think the decision was clear. Like, I can help them when they're here, despite if they get sick along the way. So that's the decision I decided to make. And I saw that many other people start to see that. I think it was also very challenging in the fact that it was evident that the Prime Minister's warning to Canadians to get back to Canada came way too late. I was initially reaching out, as naturally most people would have done, to the embassy in Guyana, which is known as the High Commission of Canada in Guyana, to find out what's going on. But since I started making efforts since March 14th, I would call there every day, and they were not answering the phone. The line would ring out until there was a busy signal, and there was no voicemail. So then I started to raise a lot of attention to that problem. So I could say now that we do have direct access into the High Commission. I personally have access in there, so that's why I'm asking relatives to contact me so I can make sure that their loved ones' contact information goes straight into the High Commission. But if you would like to try to call them on your own, the best phone number, which I'll provide now, is international dialing code 011, area code 592-608-7012, and your calls are likely to be answered. Another challenge that I also discovered is those that have registered with Global Affairs Canada and did so online or by sending an email, that information did not necessarily get transferred down to the High Commission office in Guyana. So again, that's why I'm imploring everybody to contact me so I can make sure I bridge that gap. So if you do contact me, I will ensure that all levels of the federal government that are involved with the evacuation flights are aware of your relative's presence in Guyana. And again, like I said, my services are totally free of charge. Everybody who has reached out to me in Guyana, I have personally called them down in Guyana on my own expense, from distance, and it doesn't matter. I just want to make sure they're okay. Even the ones that are still stuck there, even though my parents got out, I'm still in contact with them daily. I've set up a WhatsApp chat group, and we keep on communicating through that. But for those families down there that don't have internet access, I will call them every day at their home phone if I had to.
Now, another thing is that I've been in touch with some friends on there, and they don't have medication. In some cases, it would run out. So, again, those of you who are listening and could get the word out, this is a number we should really have and reach out and help, because he didn't tell you, but, you know, when we saw flights from Morocco coming in, and you'd wonder some of these exotic locations, and as he mentioned to me, Guyana, we have weekly flights where hundreds of people are traveling to and from. Nobody saw it fit to do so. So maybe friends of parliamentarian, ministers, etc., had the air and were able to get flights. So he is asking on our behalf. You've done a tremendous amount of work. Please, is there a Facebook page that they could go add themselves? I think that would be another easy way to access you. Is there any Facebook page that has set up or anything like that?
So I don't typically have social media that way, but what I would ask everybody to do is go to Caribbean Vibrations Facebook page, because Alan over at Caribbean Vibration has taken charge of that effort. Good. To get out the message on Instagram and whatnot. So we usually post up as much information as we can through there. I would also encourage families here to keep an eye on the High Commission of Canada's Twitter feed. They do put up up-to-date information on any flights leaving Guyana to either Miami or any other flight arrangements. I'd also, like I said, you know, families can feel free to call me anytime at 416-876-2860. I'm happy to discuss the situation with you. Or you can email me at info@keylawcan.com. And Richard, just before I let you interject again, I also want to give you guys some more up-to-date information. So there are reports on the news that there's WestJet flights going into Trinidad to do evacuations, but the challenge for the Canadians left in Guyana is that Guyanese flights cannot land in Trinidad, so that route is unavailable. So the only two routes that I've seen thus far in the last week and a half have been two flights leaving Georgetown to Miami through Eastern Airlines, and then today's flight where two aircrafts holding 14 passengers each, so a total of 28, have flown out to Barbados, and those folks will be connecting through Air Canada's flight from Barbados to Toronto this evening.
Well, please give your mom and dad a big hug for us, and keep up the fight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, friends, a phone number to reach him, it's 416-876-2860. That 876-2860. If you forget it, contact me and I'd be happy to share it with you. So I wanted to let you know, if you could call in weekly and give us an update, we would be happy to accommodate you here on this program.
Yes, and just to wrap up, for all your listeners, Richard, I'd like to make sure that they understand the importance of the service you have provided. Without Shubnum Radio, I would not be able to have gotten this message out, as it's very important that I do. So I would encourage all of your advertisers and new advertisers and all your listeners to try to provide financial support to Shubnum Radio so you guys can stay afloat during this crisis. I know many businesses have cut back on advertisement, but again, without this free help of Shubnum Radio, we would not have had the power to influence the federal government to get this help. And in this crisis, if we fail to help others, then we're truly doing harm to ourselves. So I hope the listeners of Shubnum Radio will help Richard's team by running more ads and not canceling any other ads going forward. Thank you, Richard.
Right, thank you, and I appreciate those sentiments, because it's trying time for a lot of businesses, and this is the only program that has been on for 20 years, and we stand a risk of losing it. And when you lose the airtime, there's no getting it back. So thank you, and we hope that some of our listeners would listen to your call, and hopefully we'll be able to stay on here. Again, thank you for your work, and I'm so happy that your mom and dad would be reunited with your siblings and be comfortable here. They would be in self-isolation, I would imagine.
Yes, so for those who are flying back, this is what will happen. So when you fly in or cross into the border, there's a new statute called the Repatriation Act. And what will happen is that you'll have to make an attestation and provide your contact phone number, your home phone number, where you will be quarantining, and also you will be providing your cell phone number or your phone number. And then you will attest that you will be in a 14-day quarantine. And basically the fines, if you breach this quarantine, is $1 million and or 3 years in prison. So any of you that are having family members come back, please go to their house, load it up with groceries so they won't have to leave their house to go get groceries and then be in breach of this this Quarantine Act. Sorry, I had mentioned it was Repatriation Act. Sorry, correction, it's actually called the Quarantine Act.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And again, good luck, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you, Richard. All the best.
All the best. Be safe. That's Dave Dave Narayan, a lawyer that has taken up the challenge to get his parents, apart from the so many others that was able to benefit from his fight, and he continued to do so. So please, we ask you, give him a call if you know someone, or share the telephone number 416-876-2860. That's 416-876-2860. Well, as we continue with the program, I want to make sure we get a couple of greetings here. Salam, Uncle Richard. Please extend warm wishes to my loving dad, Nazim. Brother Nazim, how are you doing? I wouldn't say Nizam. Brother Nazim, greetings are coming to you as you celebrate your birthday from all the family, of course, your daughter Narissa, Sarah, and the entire Ali and Farooq families, wishing you so a happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy birthday, Papi Boy. Well, we're taking your calls at 416-620-1778, and we have Sister Meena on the line. As we, I think it's the same Meena Kumari, right?
Yes.
Go right ahead, my sister.
Thanks, Richard. And first of all, great work, what you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
Community, keep up the fantastic work. And I just want to send out happy, happy birthday greetings to a very special Chacha, Mr. Lachman Singh, 77 birthday greetings. May you live to see many more in good health, lots of happiness, and may our Chachi is looking after you very well. Thank you, Chachi.
Chachi, and what's Chachi's name?
Yeah.
What is it, Chachi's
name? We just call her Chachi. She knows. Okay. Just call her Chachi.
Okay, so 77 years. He's still a young man, eh?
Yeah.
And his
kids will be doing a FaceTime chat at 5 o'clock with him, all of them.
Okay, you remember some of the kids' name?
It's Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
We normally call him Master, Hippopo, Johnny, Tommy, and Vicky.
All right, and that's from Meena.
Five.
So, Chacha, I'm going to pick out a nice song for you coming up. Thank you, Meena.
Thanks, Richard.
Chachi busy cooking. Happy birthday, Chacha. As we say hello to my friend Teresa. Terry, you know, when you said Richard, Terry, you sound like Damon Kisunde.
That's true.
Yeah.
Richard, how are you, my friend?
Good. And again, thank you. Thank you so much. And if you could tell us a little bit about this, or would we have Sandy calling in?
Okay, I have a couple of things to talk about. I'll try to make it as quick as I can because, you know what? Your program time is short. You have so much going on.
Yes.
First of all, let me thank you for the continued great work you do for the community.
Thank you, Terry.
Richard, I heard you last week, and I took a moment back to think this through. And you have had, I've known you for many, many years. I've been a part of your program for many, many years. And when I heard you saying that sponsors are canceling their ads because of the current business environment, I completely understand that. So what I want to say to you is that I respect the fact that your radio and TV program brings significant value to the community. It serves as a platform of entertainment, as information, as fundraising. Look, I remember when I was raising money to buy those incubators for Dominica, your listeners helped. When the lady in Trinidad buying books for the children, your program raised money. When Terry Gadrad was helping to build that house for the one that was burnt down, you helped in that. You have helped in so many things and so many temples and masjids. So what I'm asking and pleading for is your listening community, those who are listening now, if we could together support Richard to make sure that the show remains on the air, especially during these dark and tragic times. Look, it will get better eventually, but we have to come together. So I'm pleading, and I know, Richard, please don't be offended. I'm doing this because of me, not because of you. I'm pleading with your audience. If we can all support you by sending $20, $50, whatever you could afford. This is not no hard sell, because I think it's really important for your program to remain on the air for as long as possible without causing any financial stress and hardship on you. So I repeat, I believe your program certainly validates this request, and I would appreciate any or as many listeners as possible to give you that support. But
Thank you very much.
I know you mentioned this before, but let me clarify it. As a result of this crisis, my company has been retained by a major organization in Canada to identify and recruit 500 employees to work for the next 4 months. It's at home. This isn't a scam. This is legitimate. The pay is $640 a week for 40 hours of work. They'll be provided with a laptop and the earpiece, and they'll be provided with a script to answer questions all related to the COVID crisis. So it's a simple, straightforward thing. The reason why I'm excited about this is because there are so many people at home right now, and you can imagine the isolation, what they're going through. This is an opportunity to get engaged, get involved, and get paid for it. So if anybody's interested, I'm looking for 500 qualified people. The entry requirement is very simple. I won't give the details on the phone right now. They can call my office, which you have the phone number. But in this case, I would also give my cell number, which you have, and you're free to share as well. They can call me, and I'll be happy to talk about it. Thirdly and lastly, Dr. Narasinghe, dear friend of mine, and the founder of Guyana Help the Kids, which is now giving Help the Kids because the program has now expanded to other countries, not only Guyana. You know, for years I've been a proud member of this organization, and you know what we've been doing. But I have to tell you and your listeners that Dr. Singh called an emergency meeting last April 2nd. And he said, members, I've had a request, and I want to do something. I need your approval. And he was able to secure and purchase 10,000 medical-grade N95 masks, of which we are sending 5,000 to Guyana and 5,000 within the local community in Canada. And I'm not asking for any money for this. It's bought, it's paid for. However, if anybody feel that they would like to be a part of this, and they want to support this because they have relatives or family in Guyana who may likely need treatment, and this critical protection is going to save a lot of lives and give good protection to the attending physician or medical authority. So those are my 3 points, Richard, to repeat. I really ask your listening public to support you. Your advertisers will come back. My support is there. Whoever can support in whatever way, whatever little, I would greatly appreciate that. On the recruitment for that home of work position, we're here for you. And lastly, I applaud Dr. Singh's position, his leadership, and what he's done. And before I go, I want my wife to have a quick word.
Yes, please. I wanted to get her to talk and remind us about a few things.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Thanks, Carly, again.
Is this the right time, or do you need me to call back?
Go right ahead, please.
Okay. First of all, I want to say I know time is limited, so I'm going to be as quickly as I can. I want to say kudos. I want to give a shout out to Dave Narayan for the work he's doing. I must emphasize that every one of us at this time has a duty. We have a civic duty, and I'm proud to say that he's carrying out his. We are in a difficult time. The world we live in will not be the same world in a year's time. It is up to us how we shape destiny, each one of us. I know we feel helpless in our homes. We are being told over and over to stay at home, stay safe. It is what we have to do, and that's all we have to do, stay at home and stay safe. Each one of us has that responsibility. I have to say, this is like World War One and Two combined, and those soldiers who put themselves at the risk before machine guns, it is not as hard for each one of us to do our part and simply stay at home. I have to tell you that when I saw Premier Ford on TV this week, I've never seen this man's face with the kind of despair and loss in his eyes that I've ever seen. I have to say he's acting as a premier for all the people of this province, regardless of political stripe. And he came out and he had some real stark reality for all of us to face. Basically, what he said was that each one of us have to do something now, not tomorrow, but this very second. Otherwise, we can see 1,500 Ontarians dead. 50 a day, Richard, or 2 people per hour in Ontario in the month of April. This could be our sisters, our brothers, mothers, fathers, grandparents, friends. So right now, I know no one, most of us know no one who's affected personally by this disease, but this can change this week. Our hospital system is at 70% capacity. By the end of this weekend or this week, we will be out of capacity, which means, as Dave Narayan says, they want to come back to Canada. Well, there'll be no medical system for them if we don't take heed and pay attention. We have no vaccine. We have no treatment. The hospital system was not built to have a million people rush through the doors. It was built to have a standard amount of people. With this disease, all hell has broken loose, and we can have thousands of people flooding the system, and a lot of people are going to die. So what they're trying to say, Richard, when they say flatten the curve, is basically let's all try to stay safe so the people who come through the doors are not in the thousands. There will be enough people that the system will strain, but the system will work. So to that end, I want to say that don't go out. Wash your hands, and not just wash it under the pipe and under the water. Wet your hands, put the soap, and rinse it properly back and front, between the fingers, wash the thumbs, and 20 seconds outside the water, then rinse it properly. And secondly, they're saying don't go out unless you have to go out. Well, that's a simple part that we have to do. We are staying safe in our homes. Think of the healthcare workers, the doctors, the people who clean the hospitals, the grocery people, the people who run the buses. They're putting their lives on the hook, and a lot of them are not going to be with us at the end of this. So we have to do this very small part. Stay safe. Do not go to the grocery store every other day. If you have to go to the grocery store, go once a week. You can do online grocery shopping. If you have medical needs, you go out. But otherwise, think twice. Every time you walk out there, you're putting yourself at risk and you're putting our medical system at risk. Do not go out to play lotto. Do not go out to pick up that piece of food that you've been feeling for. There's lots of delivery systems. Pay attention. Go on Google and find out how to clean everything that comes into your house. All I have to say now is the rest is up to us. We have our soldiers, the doctors, the lawyers, in terms of passing all these emergency laws. We have the healthcare workers. We have our public service critical workers who are out there. And we are going to do our part by simply carrying out every single order that they make. They're trying to tone this down. It is much more dangerous than we're hearing, but they're trying not to put people in panic. All of us just do our part, stay home, stay safe, and we will get through this together. And what I'd like to see is that at the end of this, I don't want to know of anyone, nor do I wish anyone in our community, in our country, to know of anyone who was personally struck down by this disease. So let's do our part.
But Kali, don't go just yet. I had that experience where I emceed many years ago a young couple's wedding, and I got a call saying, you know, Abid's wife had contracted the N1, the coronavirus, and I said, you know, well, yes. I said, oh, shucks, sorry to hear that. She's young. In my mind, she'd be okay. Oh, and by the way, you know, her brother, yeah, well, he died last week because of it. So imagine you thinking, well, this girl got it, and to hear this last week, her brother passed because he contacted with it in the hospital where he worked, and she works there. So it's starting to hit home very quickly. Another thing I wanted to say, thank you to, and you know, if you, when you go to the grocery, it wouldn't take much to tell that girl or young man in front of the cash register, the old lady cashing there behind the plexiglass, thank you. You know, the McDonald's workers, the Tim Hortons, say thank you.
And that's a small part that we have to do. We're really, really lucky. I mean, I'm not an essential worker. I am an essential worker, but I can work from home. I'm fortunate, but a lot of us are not fortunate enough. They're out there fighting the war for us. Keep our 6-foot distance, please. When you're walking on the sidewalk, if you're going to pass someone along the way, that counts as 6 foot. So do not, when I walk my dog, I have people walking towards me, and that's the only time I go to walk the dog a little bit. People walk towards me. I have to grab my dog and actually make a big run to keep that 6-foot, 10-foot distance between us. 6 is just safety. If you can keep more than 6 feet, it's even better. So please, please keep your distance, wash your hands, stay home. Stay safe. Let's save our world. It is all up to us. And Richard, before I just want to change the topic again. Mm-hmm. I want to say, in this time, we're all stuck in our homes, and we need people like you. We can, you know, when I grew up in the times, when I grew up in the 70s, people were at home listening to the radio, they were cooking, they were with their family. Listen, we can relive that time now. This is an opportunity. This is not, don't see it as we're stuck in our homes. This is a time to get to know our family members, get to reach out to people by on phone, FaceTime, or even in our homes. How many of us don't get to have dinner together, breakfast together, lunch? This is an opportunity. Let's see it as we are privileged to be safe in our homes, cook, eat, pray, and have a good time, and let's just ride this out safely.
Well, thank you very, very much. And I just wanted to add, you know, sometimes your spouse could get on your case and get you irritated. Please, guys, keep calm. You know, you could go in the other room. And again, I've been cooking, and this evening I'm going to try to make a sweet bread. A lot of people baking. And yesterday, for the first time, I kneaded flour and made dumpling, boil and fried dumpling with curry fish. So I think a lot of people are cooking, and I think I am enjoying that part of it. So, Kali, thank you very, very much.
And one more thing, Richard, I want to say, Shabnam Radio has to stay on air. I'm asking people, not just business people, but as a family can get together, for example, the Singh family, the Maharaj family, the Prasad family, the Silal family, whoever they may be, as a family, together as a community, we can keep your show on the air. We don't have to be a business entity. We can, as a group of family, 6-7 families put together, can make a donation to keep the show going, because it is an essential thing.
Thank you, and I hope people would take your advice and assist us. Thank you very much, and God bless
you. Thank
you
for the privilege of being on
your
radio.
No, you did. I think I should be writing a check for you and Terry today, the way you guys came in and co-hosted the program. So feel free to drop in and give us a little encouragement and updates, all right?
Stay in and stay safe.
Thank you. That's Kali and Terry, of course. This is Shabnam Radio.
सच्चाई रहती है जहां दिल में सफाई रहती है हम
Let me see if we could just change it up a little bit. Only remember this one. That's not the one. I wanted to play this one quickly for Pete and his family, and with my thanks indeed. And again, as Carly said, stay home, stay safe. And, you know, we could do this. And those of you kind of stressed out by it, remember, remove fear with faith. Trust in God. Trust in your family. And we can get through this together. We will get through this together. One day at a time, indeed. Anybody have any suggestion of how to pass the time? Maybe some games? What you've been doing to pass the time? Give me a call. 416-620-1778. That's 416-620-1778. For that job Terry mentioned, let me give you the telephone number for his cell so you can call now and get an early jump on it, right? 416-817-0271. That's 416-817-0271. That for the job that we mentioned, a major Canadian institution is seeking customer service, and he said just over 500 they're looking for. To work at home, they would train you. They would give you the script and the answers that you need to provide for the calls coming in. And it would be, you'd be responsible for inbound calls, handling customer inquiries related to the COVID-19, and you'd be trained, okay? 40 hours work. And he mentioned, I think it was about just over $600 a week. No sales call involved. 416 is his number. 817-0271. That's 416-817-0271. That's Terry Sa's cell number. You can call him now over the weekend. 416-817-0271. Or the office, 416-741-0066. 416-741-0066. Friends, to hear what Dr. Nair is doing and Terry, and you know, to even listen to his wife Carly, the way she speaks, she's a lawyer, and you know, with passion and care for our community. Please take her advice. We've been watching Premier Doug Ford, and you know, I'm not one of his fans, but boy, you could see the compassion he speaks with. Give him kudos where required, where necessary. Working with the federal government, we can do this. We are proud Canadians and we will get through this. I just wanted to send a shout out to Azad Mohammed and Rick Peer. Hey guys, we are so happy we heard everything you, the good words that you shared about us back in Florida. We want to thank you. Thank you so much, Rick and Azad. Oh, guys, listen. They attended a funeral down in Florida, and I was so happy that they got the family together and shared some kind words. And I want to say thank you, Azad and Rick. Thank you so much. Lord, help me today. Show me. Oh, and by the way, Shireen, Zori, Cheryl, Prem, Raj and Richard Aziz. Richard and Prem want to say thank you. Not forgetting Annie and Alim and Andre and Nadia. Oh, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Azad and Rick. We continue. I just wanted to also mention, guys, that we had an email that is circulating from the Imdad al-Islamic Jamaat. Wanted to share to you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessing be upon you all. Dear brothers and sisters and friends, hope you and your family are well and safe during this challenging time. As you are aware that currently there is no program or event held at the IMDAD Center because of COVID-19. As a consequence, we are facing donation shortfall, but our expense remain the same and has to be paid. We are humbly appealing to you to send whatever donation you can or afford to us by mail or online at the website imdadolcenter.com. imdadolcenter.com. A tax-deductible receipt will be sent to you immediately. This is to help us with our expense as well as to keep us to complete our renovation at this time of the annex that is still in progress. I know it is difficult times and anyone can make whatever little donation, it will go a long way to help. Thank you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. Regards, Brother Usman Khan. And you can reach Brother Usman at 416-452-4437. That's 416-452-4437. Or email him at osmankhan@rogers.com. The Imdadul website, it's imdadulcenter.com. And again, you will be issued a tax-deductible receipt. So we encourage you, please support. You know, they have been doing tremendous work within the community. The outreach programs, the educational programs, and so much that they have been doing. And even every temple, you know, the ones that you attend, that they are providing good service, helping your families, giving you a place to worship, giving you a place to have your birthday parties, your weddings, etc. They still have to keep the lights on. So please, whatever you can, reach out and assist. Next week, we'll be sharing with you a number where small businesses could apply for money from the government, the grants, the loans, etc. Hoping to have a representative of an accounting firm who would be able to provide that service of helping individual businesses get that small term loan. So stay with us and we would share that also with you. Again, you can reach me at 416-832-7293. That's my number, 416-832-7293. You could email me, text me, WhatsApp me. Richard Aziz, my email address is shabnamradio@hotmail.com. Coming close to the end of the program, and again, got a couple of calls regarding some numbers, so I just wanted to share it one more time with you quickly. The telephone number to reach Teresa for that job opportunity to work from home, it's 416-817 416-817-0271. That's 416-817-0271. You can try if the phone is busy, leave a message, or you can text. Also, the office number, where they have a huge staff, Sandy and the crew would be able to process you much faster too on Monday. You can call 416-741-0066. 416-741-0066. All right? 416-741-0066. Terry Saad number, cell number 416-817-0271. Also, the Imdadul Islamic Center, their website again, it's Imdadul Center, I-M-D-A-D-U-L Center.com. That's Imdadul Center.com. Or Brother Usman at 416-452-4437. As we get set to say goodbye, I want to send this one out to Brother Shami Kapoor. Muhammad naam le lekar padho kalma Muhammad ka padho kalma Muhammad ka Muhammad naam le Well, that's all the time we have for you today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Thanking God Almighty for making it all possible. You for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. Until next time, to my mother, Lazina Aziz, mommy. Mwah. Mwah. Love you, ma. Until next time, Danyavar, Shukriya, Kuda Hafiz. Stay safe, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Naam le lekar padho kalma Muhammad ka Muhammad naam le lekar
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫ੍ਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਅ ਪੇਪਲ service tez sehal te surakshit money transfer
دنیا بھر میں کرونا وائرس کی بڑھتی ہوئی وبا کے پیش نظر یہ آواز ٹی وی کی خصوصی پیشکش دیکھیے پروگرام فیل دا پلس وتھ ڈاکٹر عدنان خان کرونا وائرس سے متعلق دلچسپ معلومات اور اس سے بچاؤ کے مفید مشورے دنیا بھر سے تجربہ کار ڈاکٹرز امراض صحت کے ماہرین اور آپ کی لائیو کال کے ساتھ ہر ہفتے کی دوپہر 2 بجے لائیو ای آواز ٹی وی پر ای آواز.com اور فیس بک ای آواز
ਘਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ, ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ, ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ, ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ, ਹਨੀ ਕੈਂਪਸ, ਪਲੀਟਿਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ। ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ, ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ। ਦਾ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 4163-1043।